This article is from Africa's issue entitled Trauma and Member Care, Help for Our Hurting Missionaries. Instruments of Care. All Christians, even missionaries, are not superhuman. We're broken people who experience hardships. Political unrests, trembling economies, and the global pandemic paint a picture of losses and often traumatic experiences. Our God is immeasurably caring and faithful, PS 23. But how does God practically care for us? Through His hands and feet, His people. Just as God calls people to be part of His mission to the least reached, so He calls others to care for them. Ronald L. Kotsky describes member care with such words as encouragement, friendship, communicating, help, affirmation, fellowship, counseling, visiting, debriefing, guiding, and comforting. In addition to the Holy Spirit given as a comforter to all Christians, John 14 verse 16, God often uses other people, pastors, counselors, and friends, to help us. Among missionaries, having someone come alongside to offer help is member care. This may be a routinely scheduled visit from a pastor asking, "How are you doing?" Or it may be a psychologist attending to a missionary for trauma debriefing to prevent post-traumatic stress disorder. For help, visit missionarycare.com. People experience trauma when they respond with intense fear, helplessness, or horror to something that involves the threat of death or serious injury to themselves or others, such as accident, assault, rape, violent conflicts, natural disasters, epidemics, etc. Although nearly everyone living through such events has symptoms for a week or two, some have longer-lasting ones. Those experiencing extended periods of severe trauma and stress without access to trauma debriefing and counseling might develop post-traumatic stress disorder, which necessitates professional help. When we get hurt physically, it is normal to seek a doctor's help. When we feel spiritually unwell, it is normal to call on a pastor or spiritual leader. But too often, missionaries who don't feel well mentally and emotionally either don't want to ask for help or don't know whom to turn to. Asking for help is perceived as a weakness or lack of spirituality. We would like to see this perspective changed. Asking for help and professional support should be a sign of positive self-awareness, strength of character, and resilience. A cross-cultural missionary family lost a child some years ago. Their senders provided a trauma debriefing, furlough for proper rest, and ample recovery time. Though the loss was tremendous, so was the sender's outpouring of care. Now, they are back in ministry, blessing those they serve among. A missionary team serving in a remote Ugandan village learned that war had broken out in their home country. Concern for their families and limited internet access made it difficult to focus on ministry. Their mission agency sent a member care person to debrief and counsel them. This helped some to decide to return to their families during the war. Others chose to stay, knowing they had access to a counselor for help to process their personal trauma as they continued to serve in Uganda. In traumatic situations on the mission field, both staying and leaving are right choices. But processing both options with a member care practitioner makes a big difference in the capacity of a missionary to serve and bear a good testimony in the long term. All senders may not have the necessary resources to provide their missionaries with professional support. The good news is that Global Member Care Network and Africa Member Care Network platforms on Facebook are available where any sender can ask for help. We highly recommend that senders be more intentional to invest in member care providers by equipping them with basic care skills. See the online article at www.afrigo.org for a list of missionary care resources.